If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
BJ and Jamie. Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Hello, it is a Thursday, and it's going to be 85 degrees today. A slight chance of afternoon thunder showers, but it's Colorado. That's just the way it is. The Odyssey app is yours. It's available. It's free. You can download it. Get the podcast after 10 o'clock this morning. Oh, I saw a story yesterday. I thought of you, Jamie.
What's that?
Now, don't take this wrong, okay?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, don't take this wrong. Okay. Wyndham Clark. Remember, he tore up that... what was it, the clubhouse?
Oh, yeah, sure.
That he has to go to anger management.
Oh, he does. Yeah. I'm not taking it wrong. I had to go to that.
I thought of you yesterday.
So I'd like to tell you a little story about anger management. Okay, so there was the snake, right? And so this is what I learned.
I love this story. Story. Yeah. Last hour, it was a duck story.
Yeah,
now it's a snake.
So there was the snake, and it was kind of drowning in the water. And the snake looked at me and said, "Hey, pick me up. And I was like, "No, you'll bite me." And the snake's like, "No, I won't. No, I'm a nice snake. And I was like, no. I know this kind of snake. You're gonna bite me." And the snake's like, "No, please. Oh no, I'm gonna drown." And so I picked up the snake, and guess what happened?
He bit you.
Some bitch bit me.
Yeah.
Son of a gun.
I'm gonna tell you this.
Yeah, and that's what I learned.
If let's say a couple of weeks from now, let's say that the Golf Channel's doing one of their broadcasts, and that Wyndham Clark guy, who's from here, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Wyndham, let's say that they interview him, and if he does the snake story.
Yeah.
I'm going to be blown away.
Well, there's that one. I learned that one, not to pick up snakes because they will, in fact, bite you.
Yes, they will. They lie.
Yes. And then number two is the count to 10 when you're really angry. And that's what I'm supposed to be doing, too.
Count to 10?
Count to 10 when you're really angry instead of throwing.
Does that work?
No.
Did it work for you?
Absolutely.
You're still angry after 10. I would think you'd have to count to like 1,000.
Yeah, yeah.
To not be angry.
To me, it's just better just to leave the situation. Instead of throwing like a pineapple at their head.
This dude, he destroyed that locker room.
Yeah. I know.
I mean, you talking about an anger problem. He's got one.
Speaking of golf, what a letdown. The number one guy, what's his name? Schiffler? Schiffler, right? Is he the number one guy?
Yeah. Scotty.
Scotty Schiffler. What a letdown he was. He was like, basically, he's like, "Yeah, it's really great to win. It's, you know, he wins all the time. It's really great to win, but then you just go have dinner and you're like, what was all that for?"
Yeah. Like, it's no big deal. It just happens every
day.
He's
like,
man.
It's euphoric for about 5 minutes and then life goes on and that was great for a minute.
And a guy like him or Rory McIlroy, all those guys, they go out there and they'll win a tournament and all of a sudden they're worth, you know, $8-9 million more than they were before they started on a Thursday.
Exactly.
And it seems to not even faze them. I would be like losing it if I went out and won
too.
A golf tournament, won $8 million.
Oh, I'd be closing down the club.
Holy cow. They go to like crazy. Waffle House afterwards.
Well, if you watch Full Swing on Netflix, it's a grind. I mean, it looks miserable because you're bringing your wife and your kid and they have to sit there throughout the whole day. I mean, yeah, sure, you make $8 million or whatever, but it's a grind. And even though they're getting on a private jet and everything, it's just another golf course the next weekend. And like your wives hate your guts. And
the tournaments, they play, I mean, 4 days straight.
Yeah.
Just nonstop.
It doesn't look that fun on Netflix, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It really does.
It's worth the money, though.
No, I mean, but just like anything, it's always a job, you know? I mean,
yeah, it is a job to them. There's no doubt about that, but it's pretty damn good living for some of them. Mm-hmm. Not all of them. You know something I've been caught up in? I told you this yesterday, Jamie. This trial of this dentist, this guy, he is so caught. It's unbelievable. So yesterday, the trial, I know you probably didn't see the update.
I don't know a lot about this story.
He poisoned his wife. The guy, he basically had gone broke in his dentistry, okay? And he was tired, sick and tired of his wife, and I'm sure she was sick and tired of him.
Did he have an affair or something?
Well, he went on this website with sugar daddies. Okay?
Oh, okay.
And he claimed that he was worth $10 million.
All right.
Looking for a young lady. And he picked up a couple of girls there. And plus, he picked up some women at a convention. I mean, he had a slew of women, according to the testimony, right? So yesterday, they were talking, and how this one lady said she came back to the office, and there he is on a computer in a dark room. And said that he was very suspicious at that point, you know? And when she left there, he had ordered a package, and he texted her and said, "When this package comes, do not open it." She's like, "Oh, something's up. Something's up." And sure enough, 3 days later, and that's when they think the cyanide showed up.
So
he made a protein shake and poisoned his wife.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Killed her. I was like, right here in Aurora.
Yeah, that's crazy.
This thing's being, you know, I look for the stream. It's not being streamed. No, what you saw and what you thought, the judge ruled against the streaming. They only allowed the cameras in for journalists on opening statements and closing statements and the jury verdict. The trial itself, you can't stream.
Oh, you can't?
No. Yeah. But I love crime shows. You know
I know
that.
You do. Yeah.
This guy's a bad guy.
He is a bad guy. And didn't you say he went back into the hospital and did something?
The testimony was that this shake, this protein shake, put her in the hospital. And I think I got this right. And he visited in the hospital and added more drugs to her system when he went in to visit her. And he was dressed as a nurse. He put on the whole, you know, the scrubs and everything.
You know
so
what?
He disguised himself as a nurse and went back in and administered more medication.
It just proves you don't know who somebody is.
I've always heard dentists, man. Little wacky. I don't know what it is.
I'll tell you what it is.
Drilling.
It is the drilling.
You think
wait,
so?
Do your impression. I was like, Carson, you
that's
nailed
perfect.
It.
That's
it
perfect.
Is.
That really is
so
good.
Dude, I hate going to the dentist.
Everybody does.
That's your first impression on the show. It's pretty damn solid. But that's what Jamie claims it is, because I had a guy that flipped out once, too. Here in Denver, he was my dentist. He took off to Vegas and became a professional poker player. Lost his butt.
Well, remember, the guy I dated in Kansas City, he also plays poker. Remember?
He does.
Yeah, I showed you how he was a winner.
Oh, yeah. But they say of all the medical professions, dentists seem to go off the deep end.
I think a podiatrist would be hard.
That'd be a tough one. Yeah.
Just feed all day. Yeah,
feet, mouth.
And it's usually like the people that go to podiatrists usually can't touch their feet.
Oh.
So it's like
gnarly. You get the gnarly feet.
Yeah. Hell true. Oh man. Yuck. All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show. Happy Thursday.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show here on a Thursday. Oh, let's fire this before we talk about this.
I'm Peppa Pig. This is my little brother George.
Yeah.
This is Mummy Pig. And this is Daddy Pig. Peppa Pig.
Every day at my house.
Hey, can you try to find her? Because that's really, you got it? Okay.
Peppa Pig.
Because it's important to the story.
Yeah, I got her in there. I just didn't have the clip of Peppa Pig actually being mean outside of the fat shaming thing.
Okay. All right. Gotcha. All right. So here's the story. Peppa Pig. We've all grown up with it. If you had kids, everybody's seen Peppa Pig. We played before the one where she hangs up on her little friend because she didn't know how to whistle, all that stuff. Well, now this story has just come out. There's a influencer or whatever, and her name is Kelly, and she has now banned Peppa Pig from her home. Here is her explaining what happened.
I didn't listen to everyone saying like, oh, Peppa Pig's rude, this. And my son watches Peppa Pig. And then maybe like a month ago, he started going around to everyone saying like, you're not my best friend. You're not my best friend. Mm-hmm. And he was saying it quite often. And I kept saying to him like, where are you learning this? Like, that's not nice to say to someone like, you're not my best friend. You're not allowed to say that anymore. And he stopped saying it. Anyway, right now, I'm just sitting on the couch and Kia's watching Peppa Pig. And then I hear Peppa Pig saying, you're not my best friend anymore. And I look at the TV and I look at Kia and I've literally just turned off Peppa Pig. And I'm like, you're not allowed to watch Peppa Pig anymore.
That's where he got it.
Yeah, that's
you know
where
it is. Little Parker, that little Parker on TV.
I'm telling you. And so now they did a deep dive into Peppa Pig, and Peppa Pig's a little bitch.
It's so bad. Get this, folks. It's so bad. They put together a compilation.
I know.
Of how often and how much she is just mean and rude and just a little porker.
And you know, I never really noticed when my son was watching
me either.
That Peppa Pig is rude.
Like, no. Her dad takes the brunt of it.
Yeah.
It's on every day at my house, and I'm like you, Jamie. I've never picked noticed. Up on it. Yeah. I guess we just don't pay attention as much as the kids do, you know?
Obviously, this lady had to ban it because you're not my best friend. You're not my friend.
Here's 50 seconds of Peppa Pig being a little punk.
I am Daddy Pig. Ho, ho, ho.
I see.
My tummy is very big because I eat a lot of cookies.
My tummy is not
big. You've got a big tummy, Daddy. Is there a baby in there?
No, Peppa. This tummy is pure muscle.
His tummy is quite big.
My tummy is not big. But later I will get some exercise.
Daddy's big tummy.
I see.
I don't think I can fit through the door.
Silly Daddy, your tummy is too big.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Wow. Peppa, yeah. She's not very nice.
Just fat shaming the dad.
I know, right?
There's about three phrases in there I've heard from Frog lately. What the heck is going on?
Oh, my
He's
God.
Catching on to this dude. Daddy, your tummy, it can't fit through the door.
Is there a baby in there?
Why, that little...
You know what was embarrassing for me when my son was growing up? He always said, no, thank you. Yes, please. No, thank you. Yes, please. And everybody's so impressed because he's so little and he's saying, no, thank you, right? Like, and everyone's like, oh, my God, I can't believe he says, no, thank you. What a kind little boy. And I go, yeah, that's all Caillou.
It is amazing what they pick
up. Yeah, because I did not teach my son to say no thank you and yes please. Caillou, that little bald-headed freak did.
I'm with you in that, what they pick up from that. Because, I mean, honestly, as a parent, it's kind of a babysitter for me.
Yeah.
These shows, you flip them on, and I pay no attention to it. And before you know it, they're calling Daddy fat.
Yeah, be careful.
Rat. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. We had a text here, and that's a great idea to bring this up. Any replies on that name change thing yesterday?
She didn't say anything to her. No.
This is a crazy story, folks. If you didn't hear it at this time yesterday when we talked about this, by the way, you can get it on the podcast if you go there on the Odyssey app. But this lady is requesting that an ex and maybe even her children change her last name because she's going to assume the new name because she's marrying the guy.
And not only that, and she wants her to scrub all the pictures of their family on social media.
Yeah, all the way back going 5 years ago.
It's a wacky story.
I was thinking about the letter that she wrote to my friend that she said, I want you to drop the name because we're starting our own family. It's almost like she wants this man to pretend like he doesn't have other kids.
I know.
It's so weird.
I can't even imagine being in that situation where my current wife would... basically want you to disown.
Yeah.
Disown your family that you previously had.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way.
No, it doesn't.
They're still your family.
Like I said, I'm so proud of my friend because I would have reacted because I'm a reactor, but she just ignored it. She's just like, oh my God, she's a loony bin. Like she didn't even reply.
Well, something's come up. Well, no. Let me rephrase this, okay? Since nothing's come up.
Yeah.
You got to go back to midnight on a Wednesday night.
Right.
Okay.
That's when she
because
wrote it.
Now we're not hearing from the lady that wrote it. We're not hearing from her at all. So maybe she woke up the next day, came to her senses.
She went like, what did I don't know though.
Sobered up.
I don't know.
And that's what it's starting to look like though, right? I mean, if you don't hear anything.
No, because I don't think that you write again after you've said that and nobody replies. You don't
I don't know.
You don't keep
this
writing.
This one was pretty evil.
I think so this is what I was trying to figure out. What's more annoying? Like, because I've had this happen. I've written with fingers of fury before and had somebody just ghost me like that. It is maddening.
It is.
It is so maddening. And so you don't want to write again because then you look really like. Because
then you double down and exactly. They're getting even more satisfaction.
Exactly. So you just hold back and you're like, okay. Or is it better if my friend wrote back LOL? Like, I was like, I wonder if she should have wrote, because she's like, I don't care. I go, I don't know. I'd write LOL, because that's kind of a good one. She's like, I'm not writing anything. I don't even care. And I'm like, no, LOL. But I said, with LOL, you will get another response. Yeah. With the dead silence, you won't get another response, is what I told my friend. Yeah. So
I don't know.
When
these.
You guess, when you go somebody, then they're just like, okay, that is maddening, right?
I wish I knew mind games. See, my thing is completely different. Yeah. Okay, I don't know how to play these games.
Yeah,
I gotta learn, man. Because I was assuming this. Okay, if I'm drunk and I put out that text to this lady, okay, and saying, "Hey, I demand that you take down all the pictures. You gotta change your last name. You can't have this guy's name because I'm about to take it. We're starting." I would think that if I were drunk and said that, then yeah, probably you wouldn't hear from me again. But I would think that if I was completely sober and I'm on a mission or whatever, that I would say something else again, like, "I hope you got my message, and I hope you can look into this matter immediately."
Well, you wouldn't do it. You wouldn't do it this soon. I mean, you'll wait on that one maybe, but it'd take a while because.
So I'm close.
But it'll take like a week or whatever. You're not going to do it again because then, I mean, then you're.
I don't want to get into a ghosting competition with you. Well, I think you know the rules better than me.
Well, and that's what I told my friend. I go, now if you write LOL, and she's like, I'm not writing anything. I'm like. I kind of one or two, right? I said, if you write LOL, then you are just like, you're poking the bear and you're going to get a response. Yeah. I mean, that is.
When it comes to mind games and texting and ghosting and all that, I only have one piece of arsenal in my little portfolio over here, and it's the letter K.
Oh, yeah, that's
all
good. I got. K is solid.
That's all, but that's all. I've never come off of K before. Yeah, K. That's the only one I got, Jamie.
K is like, ugh, God.
The letter response.
But now, like, K is so overused, right? Like, now I'm just like, it doesn't even irritate me.
Well, I should have moved on. I should have moved on because I use K with my wife. And I think she's like, man, he just doesn't know any better. Because now I think it makes me look dumb.
Do you think that your wife would leave you if I gave her $1 million?
Absolutely.
You do?
Yeah, and I'd leave her for $1 million. Okay?
Oh, my God.
So you want the truth? Okay.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And then her and I'd cut a side deal.
No, I'm just being serious. Like, you really would for $1 million?
No.
No?
No, not
do you
for
think
million.
She would?
Seriously?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I do.
I just saw this study, you guys.
I think she might for
like $5
or $60.
I can't believe this. They surveyed all these people, and in their marriages, 43% said that they would leave their significant other, their married partner, for $1 million.
That's sad.
It is the saddest thing ever.
Today, $1 million is not a lot of money.
At all. And it's not a fun, well, you know, you have to pay taxes on it.
I would ask those questions, though. Yeah. See, if you came to me and say, "Beach, I'll give you $1 million, you leave Lisa." I'd be like, do I have to pay taxes?
But
is it an annuity or do I get it in lump sum? I mean, I'd have questions before I'd make that decision.
Even if I gave you $1 million
cash,
you're not wealthy. You're not.
I'm wealthier. Does that count? And I'm more wealthy than she is.
And you're happy.
I'm happy.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's train of thought.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
I know it sounds weird.
It is.
But I can't talk.
I feel
about
like
it.
You walk through life not knowing about anything going on in your life.
I just got informed yesterday, so it's not like I got all the deets together.
We just asked BJ about something, and he's like,
"Yeah, for the weekend."
I don't know what.
Well, I'm going somewhere, and it's a surprise for someone. But I was just told about it yesterday, and I'm not sure why the surprise is happening. But I'm just going to play along.
You didn't ask any questions?
And we're staying in a hotel, huh?
You didn't ask any questions?
I was in a hurry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was trying to get my wheels done.
Your wheels? What
kind
of
car?
Wheels?
I'm redoing a car. So.
Oh, that.
I've been busy over the past few days. working on stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm going. I'm not sitting at home anymore.
BJ used Easy Off oven cleaner on his rims. And yeah. I am worried about the pitting on aluminum. I have to be honest with you. I don't know if they recommend Easy Off oven cleaner.
I think there's a good reason for you to have concerns after using it. This was my own life hack that I came up with on my own. I was telling Jamie and Carson off air that I decided, like, how am I going to get these wheels clean? I got gunk on there, and I can't seem to get pressure washer doesn't work.
They have wheel cleaner.
It doesn't work, Jamie. Okay. I have some at the house. Sprayed it. Didn't do anything. A little bit, but not much. Not much. I thought, Easy Off. That crap, I'm telling you right now, it doesn't matter how bad your oven is. That crap can clean anything, okay? So went and got me two cans, sprayed my wheels with it, and woo, man, do they look good.
I'm more worried about what you inhaled.
Well, yeah, the inhaling, and then I don't know if aluminum takes on pitting. Like, I don't know anything about it.
I don't know either. I just went for it. I didn't Google.
But
I didn't do anything.
It looks good?
So far.
Okay.
Nothing's turned like a weird color or anything?
Not yet. Not yet. I don't know, though.
What are you seeing, Schmidel?
It says, while oven cleaner can be used to clean rims, it's generally not recommended due to the potential damage to the rim's finish.
Ooh.
Yeah, so oven cleaner is a strong chemical and can strip the paint, clear coats, and even damage certain metals like aluminum if not used carefully.
Ah.
I used it carefully. All I did was spray.
I think you're fine. Yeah. You're the exception.
I don't know.
It'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
Yeah. How much does it cost you to rework that car that's worth like nothing?
So far, I'm about $6,000 deep in it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'm about halfway.
It looks good, though.
So another $6,000-$7,000.
Yeah, it looks.
I'll be there.
It looks good.
I gotta get a paint job.
Oh, you're gonna have it painted too. Mm-hmm. Wow, it looks good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dense.
I mean, the rims are pitted, but.
Yeah. Well, just buy some more rims. What the heck?
It's fine. What the heck? It's fine. Everything's fine.
Make them every day.
That's the one that has the recalled Deborah Takahara airbag, right?
Yeah.
And you drive it knowing that it could go through your sternum.
Kill you at any moment.
Yep.
BJ I'm a gambler, You know me. I'm a gambler.
BJ actually tried to roll dirty and asked the mechanic to unhook the airbag,
did.
He said, so I cannot do that.
That's what he told me. I went over to him a few days ago, and I said, hey, do me a favor, man. Why don't you unhook that airbag? That way I don't have to go in and get a service. He goes, hey, buddy, I don't want that on my conscience.
I mean, I can't blame him for that.
I say, oh, come on, man. I'll give you an extra 10.
And then watch what happens. He didn't unhook it, and now the whole metal goes through your sternum, right? And now he's got that on him.
Look, it's going to be fine. Don't be jinxing me.
Well, I'm just saying, when are you going to get that fixed? Because we've been talking about it.
I'm trying to get into Shomp. Shomp. Over at Shomp.
What does it say if you inhale that stuff there, Schmidel? Because he's very tired today.
I got to tell you, I almost passed out.
Yeah, oven cleaner.
That's what you were saying. I'm
scared. You're doing wheels, so you're bent over, and I can't get that far down, folks. It's not like I can get down on the wheel level, you know what I mean? So I'm bent over spraying, and all this stuff is spraying up in my face. And I had to take a few breaks.
Yeah.
Since it causes shortness of breath.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's just AI. I don't know what it really does.
Right, yeah.
All right, anyway. The Buck Snort, I guess, is open again.
What is that? What is the Buck Snort?
It's the coolest bar on the planet is what that is.
Never been there.
Yeah, the Buck Snort. It's over in your neck of the woods.
It is?
Yeah, it sure is. It's right outside of Pine. It's on this windy, windy little road, and it's just a really cool place. It has, like, dollar bills everywhere. Like, John Elway's been there, and all these different people have signed dollar bills there. It's just a dive bar. And I guess, now, let me make sure that it's open. I just know that some doctor, a pediatric ER doc, I guess he bought it.
So it's not a restaurant, it's a bar?
It's a bar, and I can't remember.
And I'm sure they serve a little bit of food, but it's primarily a bar.
Yeah.
I've heard of it. I just don't know much about
it. It's like legendary. It's literally like legendary. So I think it is open. Let me look. Make sure. It says, hold on, stand by. Looking at the headline. Doo-da. Oh, my God. I hate ads. Drink up. The legendary Buck Snort Saloon is back. So that's what it says. Is it open?
Yeah, their Facebook page says they're still hiring. They're on a limited menu, but they're running and they're tuning all, like, the whole thing, getting it going.
You guys got to go there. It is such a cute bar. It's in Pine. Just look up Bucksnort, and it's just a cute bar. It's like, it's Colorado. I can't explain it. It's just, right? It's just this Colorado cool place to go. So yeah, that is crazy. A pediatric ER physician bought it. Isn't that crazy?
That's a nice side hustle right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, right? That is nuts. He said it's a lot like being in the ER trying to revive something. God. Did you guys know that there... I had to laugh out loud. There's a new guy on the train. There's a new voice on the train. You know, it used to be that Channel 9 chick, right? Well, I got on the train when I was going out of town, and it's like, hi, welcome to Denver. I'm, I think his name is Britton Doyle. With the Colorado Rockies. Welcome to Denver. Have a great time. Go Rockies. And everybody started chuckling. Everybody literally chuckled.
Go Rockies.
Yes.
They are the laughing stock of the entire world.
I know, and now he's on the train. He's like, he welcomes you when you get on the train.
Yeah. Well, it's Denver. We got to own it, folks. If we suck, you got to own it.
Yes, that's true. Pete Davidson, did you guys see this? He's going to be a dad.
I did see this. Yeah.
Yeah. They haven't been dating that long.
No, since March.
Yeah.
This was a surprise when I saw it.
Yeah, me too. They actually made an Instagram official, and she's there and like sitting in a corner and with a little baby bump, and it says, well, now everyone knows we had sex. Super romantic.
What a classy caption. Yeah, right? Love it.
Yeah, that was super sweet.
You
know,
I'll bet you he makes a good dad, though.
I bet you're right.
I'll bet he turns out, because of his own childhood, losing his father and all that, I'll bet he does a great job with it.
Yeah.
And I'm not a big Pete Davidson fan, but I think he'll do fine.
Did you guys see that where they're looking for a masked butt slapper?
I did see that.
No.
Kind of looks like you.
Wait a minute. Whoa.
Yeah. A serial butt slapper is on the loose in Idaho. And Idaho is not that far. So this guy has been driving up to people. And
Didn't we have that here, though?
I don't know about the butt
slapper. No, we had a lawn pooper.
No. A few weeks ago, we had somebody that was doing the same thing on the trails.
Slap
up near Boulder. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Detective in Boise are looking into several reports involving a suspect on what has been described as a peg-style electric dirt bike. This person has approached women and slapped or grabbed them on the buttocks area as he passed by. He's a white male. He looks a little bit like George Clooney.
Oh.
And I don't know. Heavy set.
I've never been to Idaho.
And he's just walking up, and he's just like smacking their butts really hard.
Didn't you buy Lisa a new bike recently?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And he was looking at electric bikes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a lot there, I'd say. A lot there.
I know nothing.
Let's see here. We didn't get that Oprah win for you. We'll do that later. HGTV is doing more bloodbaths. That's what they're calling it. HGTV is, I don't know what's happening, you guys, but they say that fans are devastated by all the different shows they're canceling. Now that it's Tarek, his show's gone. His ex-wife, Christina on the Coast, it's gone now. They still have some really good shows, I have to say. But people are saying now they're going to go to the Magnolia Network because they're so mad at HGTV. They
must not be doing that well, though, for them to be canceling like this. I mean, if you're making money on something, you don't get rid of it. So,
yeah, they just haven't, or they're trying new things. I don't know.
Some of these remodel and rebuild and fixer uppers and stuff like it did seem to get oversaturated for a while, didn't it?
Yeah,
there's a lot of shows.
There are a lot
of
them. Yeah, but I like the Hawaiian couple are my new favorite. I love them, Flipping Hawaii or whatever it's called. I like them. I'm sad that they got rid of the new kid on the block, whatever his name was. I forgot his name, but they got rid of him, his show. But you know who's really good is that Teen Mom chick. I know.
Oh,
I'm talking.
Oh my gosh, her and her husband.
I'm so happy you're here.
but I can't remember her name. I just remember because Brie is obsessed with 16 and Pregnant on MTV, and that's where she came from, obviously.
Is it
and
Chelsea DeBoer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she follows her, so I see her stuff all the time. She used to have, like, really fiery red hair. But they are cool.
They're cool. They live, I think, in Idaho or somewhere weird like that.
Like in the middle of nowhere.
And they flip houses, and they do such a great job, and her style is real edge, and she does a lot of black and stuff like that. And he's so sweet, and like they made it out of the teen mom era because she was a teen mom. Anyway, just happy you're here, Carson. Just so happy.
Anyway, I can help.
Support.
I'm here for you.
You're like a support animal.
You don't understand how sad it is to talk about things that nobody knows about.
You don't know how sad it is that Carson knows.
No, I'm happy he knows.
I'm just saying. He knows about Teen Mom.
You got to have a variety of life here.
Yeah. He knows about Teen Mom.
I do a little bit of everything, all right?
He knows about Teen Mom because he has a wife. And so I'm sure she makes him watch it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Just like Pete is forced to watch Real Housewives of every county.
Right. Okay.
So that's why.
If you're forced to watch, I guess.
I mean, if your wife was into Bravo shows and the HG,
you would know.
You would know stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, no, she watches. She just watches in a different room. I have my room. She has her room.
Nice.
When it comes to your favorite TV.
Wow, you guys are quite the couple.
Yes, we are. Yeah, well, keeps me from watching Teen Mom.
All right, anyway. Let's see here. What else was I going to tell you? There was something else. I can't find it. There you go. Tableau Trash.
BJ. Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Carson, you snailed this one, or you nailed this one yesterday.
He snailed something?
He snailed it. The Annabelle tour will continue. Man, this is disrespectful. This guy dies. 54 years old, just a couple of days ago. They've already announced the tour will continue with this Raggedy Ann doll that's possessed.
That's weird.
It's kind of weird, isn't
it? Yeah, it's a little fast.
And they announced it right after he died.
I know.
They're saying he died of natural causes. How do you die of natural causes at 54? That's just mysterious to me.
Well, you do when you're walking around with a doll, I guess.
I guess so.
Right?
This doll is possessed. It's a doll that they say has the spirit of some little girl that died and traumatized. I don't know. But this thing's been on tour, and the guy that took it on tour, he's now dead. And they say the tour will continue.
I don't think I want to be the guy that's continuing the tour.
Absolutely not.
I don't think they've announced who it is.
Oh, they haven't?
Okay. No. So I'm not so sure they found somebody.
Yeah.
I think what they're doing is announcing that it's going to continue the tour as soon as we find somebody.
Let's see here. What does it say? What are you reading there, Spadell? I can't see anything.
It says, although they do not know what the future of NSPR, I think that's like their supernatural thing, will look like without Dan, we do plan to move forward without the events for previously scheduled this year.
Ah, so they haven't found anybody yet.
Okay. Spadell, you should take that gig.
Yeah.
That sounds so scary. I don't want to die at 35.
Just walk around with a doll. It's kind of like how you already do things.
Yeah.
Just a creepier one.
Playing house, whatever it is you
this
do.
This one doesn't look as shocked, though.
No, this one's not surprised.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.